You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. The NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament filled in the rest of the Elite Eight field Friday night with games in Dallas and Detroit. We start with the South Region in Texas.
The South Region final will be a Tobacco Road affair with 4th seed Duke taking on number 11 NC State on Sunday. The Blue Devils advanced with a gritty 54-51 win over number 1 Houston as Kyle Filipowski delivered 16 points and 9 rebounds.
Just seeing the togetherness, the how we didn't quit out there tonight, that really does show the growth from last year. I mean, we remember how upset we were from last year, and we didn't want to repeat that again.
The Cougars finished with that All-American guard Jamal Shedd, who turned his right ankle in the first half. NC State head coach Kevin Keats watched his team beat number 2 Marquette 67-58.
When you can defend teams and, you know, you look at Joplin, who can really shoot the ball. He was 0 for 7. They were 4 for 31 from the three-point line, which that's an incredible weapon for those guys.
DJ Horn paced the Wolfpack with 19 points.
Denny Kapp details the action from the Midwest region.
Top seed Purdue and second seed Tennessee will meet Sunday for the Midwest regional title and a berth in the Final Four. Purdue cruised to an 80-68 victory over Gonzaga in Friday's opener. Zach Edey had 27 points and 14 boards to pace the Boilermakers.
We were knocking down threes and allowed me to kind of play one-on-one a little bit. So it really just, they opened everything up for me.
Purdue shot 57% from the field, 9 of 20 from distance. In the late game, Dalton Connect tallied a team-high 24 points and sparked an 18-0 early second-half run to help Tennessee mount Creighton 82-75.
We just went out and just played our Tennessee basketball, just going out there and hooping, being ourselves, letting that thing go if we're open, or just going and attacking the rim.
Baylor Shireman poured in a game-high 25 for the third-seed Blue Jays.
In the women's tournament, there were Sweet 16 matchups as well. In Albany, number 3-seed Oregon State beat number 2 Notre Dame 70-65, and number 1 South Carolina held off number 4 Indiana 79-75. In Portland, top seed Texas rolled past number 4 Gonzaga 69-47, and number 3 North Carolina State prevailed over number 2 Stanford 77-67. NBA, the Nuggets played host to the Timberwolves in a key Western Conference showdown. Here's our correspondent Bruce Morton.
Minnesota was in charge from start to finish in a 111-98 victory over the Nuggets. T-Wolves coach Chris Finch.
Tonight was a lot of different things going on, and I kept having to adjust and change on the fly. Guys did a really good job of executing all that. You know, other than the fouling, I mean, it's a heck of a job to keep them below 40%.
When the Nuggets won in Minnesota last week, the Wolves were without big men Rudy Gobert and Naz Reid. On Friday, both were on the floor. Minnesota leads the series 2-1.
The Thunder were 128-103 winners over the Suns. Oklahoma City and Minnesota are now tied atop the Western Conference. Denver is a half a game behind both of them. Steph Curry scored 23 points in the Warriors' 115-97 win at Charlotte. The Lakers were trying to extend their winning streak at Indiana. AP correspondent Dave Ferry tells us if they were successful.
Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton were strong at both ends as the Pacers whipped the Lakers 109-90. Siakam finished with 22 points and 11 rebounds in Indiana's fourth win in 6 games. Halliburton delivered 21 points, 8 assists, and 8 boards while helping the Pacers hold the Lakers to 41% shooting, including a woeful 5 of 30 from 3-point range.
We were doubling from time to time and then just did a good job of rotating and finishing possessions with rebounds, so that helped.
It was Clippers 100, Magic 97, Houston edged Utah 101-100 for their 11th win in a row. Dallas beat Sacramento 107-103. The Mavs have won six straight. Cleveland defeated Philadelphia 117-114. Detroit won at Washington 96-87. It was Nets 125, Bulls 108. The Heat thumped the Trailblazers 142-82. Portland has lost nine in a row, and Victor Wembanyama scored 40 points and hauled in 20 rebounds to lead the Spurs past the Knicks 130-126 in overtime. Results from the NHL and Major League Baseball up next. There was just one game in the NHL on Friday night. The Sabres beat the Devils 5-2 in a matchup of teams trying to keep slim playoff hopes alive. Tage Thompson led the way for Buffalo, scoring four goals.
It was nice to have a game like this and get a few, and obviously the win is most important. I think that gets everyone in the room feeling good.
On the diamond, the Brewers beat the Mets 3-1. Freddy Peralta and three relief pitchers limited New York to one hit. Tampa Bay down Toronto 8-2. Brandon Lau with a grand slam for the Rays. The Pirates were 7-2 winners at Miami. Key Brian Hayes with two RBIs for Pittsburgh. Atlanta used a big seventh inning to defeat the Phillies. Dave Ferry has more.
The Braves opened their NL East title defense by erupting for seven runs in the eighth inning of a 9-3 pounding of the Phillies. Braves manager Brian Snicker says it's a nice way to open the season.
I think always good to bust that egg. In the season, you lose a bunch of games, a few games in a row. You don't think about it, but, it's always nice to win your first one.
Michael Harris's second had three hits, including an RBI single that broke a 2-2 deadlock in the eighth. Matt Olson doubled three times, including a three-run drive to cap the big rally.
The Yankees won 7-1 at Houston. Giancarlo Stanton went deep for New York. Seattle shut out Boston 1-0. George Kirby pitched 6 2/3 innings for the Mariners. Cleveland beat Oakland 6-4. Jose Ramirez went deep for the Guardians. Arizona downed Colorado 7-3. Alec Thomas drove in three for the Diamondbacks. It was San Francisco 8, San Diego 3. Matt Chapman hit a pair of home runs for the Giants, and the Dodgers hit four home runs and got six shutout innings from Bobby Miller to 6-3 win over the Cardinals. NFL. The Dolphins have agreed to a contract extension with running back Raheem Mostert, and the Jets have acquired two-time Pro Bowl edge rusher Hassan Reddick from the Eagles for a conditional third-round draft pick in 2026, according to a person with knowledge of the trade. PGA Tour Tony Finau matched his career low with an 8-under par 62, taking a two-shot lead into the weekend at the Houston Open. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.